Now, we finish off with something else that's been keeping a neuroscientist up all night. It's her wonder and amazement at how the brain computes information to give us our perception of the world.
Hi, I'm Corey Bargman from the Rockefeller University and the Howard Hughes Medical Institute in New York in the USA. And one of the things that amazes me about the brain is that every day your brain encounters a different situation that you've never seen before and maybe has never been seen before by anyone in the world, and yet your brain can make sense of it. There's infinitely many worlds, and your brain takes all of those worlds and turns them into a logical, coherent series of events. We don't know how to teach a computer how to interpret every possible event that could ever arise in the world. You can't even imagine writing a computer program that would program in every situation, every combination of people, every combination of the weather and the place and the car and the situation you find yourself in. And yet your brain solves that problem effortlessly and turns it into a constant and sensible perception of the world. So I'm really interested in understanding how the brain can interpret infinitely many environments and generate infinitely many perceptions and emotions and thoughts and behaviors. And that's why I'm a neuroscientist and I study the brain.
That was Professor Corey Bergman from Howard Hughes Medical Institute, New York, describing her awe at infinite colliding situations, perception and emotions. That's all for now. We'll be back again next month to navigate our way through the brain. How do we get from A to Z? Are there cells in our brain that act as a compass? And is gravity necessary for this? Could we navigate in space? And how do starlings flock together in such a beautiful murmuration? We'll be finding out. This Naked Neuroscience podcast has been brought to you in association with the Wellcome Trust and in partnership with the British Neuroscience Association. See you next month to open our minds.